Penguin Random House Audio presents Burning Down the House by Jane Mendelsohn. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. When I came home to West Egg that night, I was afraid for a moment that my house was on fire. 2 o'clock and the whole corner of the peninsula was blazing with light, which fell unreal on the shrubbery and made thin, elongating glints upon the roadside wires. Turning a corner, I saw that it was Gatsby's house, lit from tower to cellar. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby. I will write my name in fire red. Jean Rhys, Wide Sargasso Sea. And after the fire, a still small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. Prologue. It begins with a child. She lives far away from any city, high up in the mountains. She sits by a fire. Light turns in crazy pinwheels on her soft young cheeks. Wind blows and the moonlit clouds go wild, an armada of wayward ships. Her mother and her father are close by, talking quietly in a tone that could be ominous or soothing, depending on the words, which she cannot understand. Her father says something, and her mother begins to cry. The girl pulls her legs up and rests her chin between her knees. Her father comes over and sits next to her. "I remember the day you were born," he says. "I swore then that I would always take care of you."